Blog Talk Radio. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Holy, holy, holy is your name. Just giving an honor to God tonight, who's definitely, definitely the head of my life. And just thanking God for each and every one of you that have taken the time out to bless us with your presence. Thanking God tonight for all that he's done, and he's just doing great things for me. He's doing great things for us. If you're on this line tonight, I know that he's doing great things for you just because you were able to dial in. He's doing great things for you because you were able to get up this morning, and that's not what happened for everybody on this morning. Somebody didn't wake up this morning, so I just thank God that you're here. I thank God for just being able to worship him, being able to praise him. And you know, every Thursday we have us a Holy Ghost party, and we know that a Holy Ghost party won't stop. So I'm just so grateful and so excited tonight because, first of all, I have a special, special treat for you. And second of all, because I'm able to speak with you. I'm able to speak, period. I'm just so grateful because God has given me the strength. God has given me the comfort in my heart, knowing that he's my daddy. I just thank God that he's given me permission to be on this line. He's given me permission to do the things that I need to do on today. I just thank him. I just thank him. I just thank him. I thank him, and I thank him some more. I thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God for your presence, your obedience, because you could have been anywhere else, but you decided to spend this hour with us tonight, just being able to share the grace and the goodness of God. So on tonight, I'm going to give you a word from Jesus Calling, and then we'll have short testimonies or long testimonies, because we will let the Spirit, whatever the Spirit says, that's what we're going to do. We're going to be obedient. And then from there, I have a special, special, special treat for you tonight. So God is saying tonight, to live in my presence consistently, you must expose and expel your rebellious tendencies. When something interferes with your plans or desires, you tend to resent the interference. Try to become aware of each resentment, however petty it may seem. Don't push those unpleasant feelings down. Instead, let them come to the surface where you can deal with them. Ask my Spirit to increase your awareness of resentful feelings. Bring them boldly into the light of my presence so that I can free you from them. The ultimate solution to rebellious tendencies is submission to my authority over you. Intelligently, you rejoice in my sovereignty, without which the world would be a terrifying place. But when my sovereign encroaches on your little domain of control, excuse me, often you react with telltale resentment. Excuse me. The best response to losses is praise. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Remember that all good things, your possessions, your family and friends, your health and abilities, your time are gifts from me. Instead of feeling entitled to all these blessings, respond to them with gratitude. Be prepared to let go of anything I take from you, but never let go of my hand. Search me. I have three scriptures. The first one, Psalms 139 and 23. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. 1 Peter 5 and 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand. Job 1 and 21. And he said, the Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory to God. I thank God for those scriptures. I thank God for that word. God, we give you the glory and praise on tonight, and we're just thanking you, and thanking you some more for all that you're doing for us, and you keep doing great things for us. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, and I thank you. Hallelujah. if anybody just want to take a few minutes, let's just give God the honor and the praise on this tonight. I'm going to unmute your phone, and we're just going to give God some praise on tonight. Glory, your phone's unmuted. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Your word,
thank
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness. Your word, you deserve the glory. You deserve it all. We honor you. We magnify your holy name, Master. You deserve the glory and the praise. You are master, O God. Oh, we give you honor. We thank you.
Thank you for your majesty, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We give you the praise. You deserve all our praises, Lord. Oh, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Sometimes you just don't know what to say. And when I don't know what to say, you know what? You can just call on his name and say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Just call on the name of Jesus. It's something about that name. Hallelujah. When we call on his name, hallelujah, something happens. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know what? I usually go into testimony right after that, but I have such a special treat for you tonight. Hallelujah. I have a special sister that is so amazing, and she's anointed and on fire for God. And I really don't want to delay. She's going to give us a word tonight, and then after her word, then we can come back, and that's when we have our, you know, takeaway or add to moment. We can do that. But I just don't want to prolong the time for her to speak, because I know God has got something mighty, mighty, mighty to come from her. So tonight I'm going to introduce to you my sister, someone that's so very dear to my heart, so very dear to my heart, Minister Evangelist Ty Johnson, and you're going to hear from her on tonight. And she'll give you a little bit about herself, and then from there she'll give a word. So if you press 1, I'm going to unmute your phone so that God can use you in a mighty way, my sister.
Lord, praise everybody. God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We give God the glory. Thank you so much to my dear friend, Pastor Maria, and my brother, hallelujah, Pastor Flint. We just give God the glory for their lives, for this ministry, and we come expectant tonight. Like my sister said earlier on the call, she said that when God interrupts our schedules, hallelujah, we don't look at it as an interruption, but I came to tell you tonight that it's a setup, hallelujah. God is always setting us up to take us higher. He's setting us up to take us from glory to glory. And the message tonight that the Lord has given me, I'm just going to go straight into the word of God, hallelujah. After my sister reached out to me and asked me to bring a word tonight, I sought the Lord for a word, and he gave me a word. She talked about briefly that great things are happening for me, and the Lord gave me a word that said, it's for my good, hallelujah, it's for my good. You ought to tell yourself right now, it's for my good. I don't know what's going on in your life, whether it seems good or not, but you need to know if you are called by the name of Jesus Christ that it's for your good. The Bible says that after he created the heavens and the earth and all that was in the earth, he said, and he saw, God saw that it was good. God saw that it was good, and that's the same God that is looking over your life today. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. So no matter what is going on, my sister and my brother, you need to know tonight that it's for your good. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes when we see different things going on in our life, we think we're losing things, we're losing people, we're losing jobs, we're losing houses, we're losing cars, we're losing. But I want you to know tonight, you're not losing, it's a pruning. Hallelujah. You're not losing, it's a pruning. Whenever God is getting ready to bring something else into your life, there's something that has to go. When you go to the next level in life, there are things, it might hurt for you to be pulled apart from those things, but they are necessary that they go away from you so that you may be able to go to the next level. Whenever a rocket is getting ready to take off, it is loaded with things, but as the higher it gets in the atmosphere, the higher it goes, there are things that begin to break off. Those things have to break off in order for it to go higher. I don't know what the Lord is breaking off of your life tonight, but it's breaking off for your good. I don't know what relationships, what situations, what jobs, what business deals, whatever it is that God is breaking off of your life. And this is how you need to know that God is breaking it off, because if God be for you, who could be against you? If you know that you're a child of God, you need to know that it's for your good. God is ordering your purposes and his plans. It is not that you're losing, you're going through a pruning. I looked up the word prune, and prune means it's the practice, entails the targeted removal, hallelujah. It's the targeted removal of diseased, damaged, dead, non-productive, structurally unsound, or otherwise unwanted material from the crop and the landscape of the plant or the individual. I come here tonight to tell you that whatever is being removed from your life, no matter how great you think it is, God has something greater. He has something mightier. He has something higher. He has something that your eyes have never seen, nor it entered into your heart what he has planned for you. Now, as she was telling me about this, and the Lord revealed a person in the Bible that we're going to look at tonight, and that is Joseph. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalm 118, even before we get there, Psalm 118, chapter 118, verse 1, it says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endure forever. I come tonight to tell you that it's the mercies of God. You might feel like stuff is breaking off of you, but God is showing you mercy by removing that person. God is showing you mercy by removing that situation. God is showing you mercy in all that he is doing, because he's pruning you to go to the next level. Look at Genesis 37 and 3. Hallelujah. We're going to be running through Genesis. Genesis 37 and 3. The Bible says, now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children. Hallelujah. Because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. I don't know about you, but I know as for me, I sometimes feel like I'm his favorite, hallelujah, because of the favor of God that is on my life. Now, you could say, God don't have no favors, but I'm just telling you, in my mind, I feel like I'm favored because I enjoy the favor of God all the time on my life. And if I were you, I would jump in that shoe. I would put on my cloak, hallelujah, and understand that God has favored me. I don't know about you, but me, I know that God has favored me. And here it is that Joseph knew that he was favored by his father, but that did not stop the trials and the tribulations from arising in his life and even from his own household. You better listen. That didn't stop the trials and tribulations from arising and even from within his own household. The Bible says in Genesis 37 and 23, and it came to pass when Joseph was come unto his brethren, I didn't say unto a stranger, but unto his brethren, that they stripped Joseph, hallelujah, they stripped Joseph out of his coat of many colors that was on him. Listen, the enemy got into the brethren, hallelujah, the brethren of his own house, and they said, look at this boy strutting around here with the favor of our father on his back. Let us take it off of him. But I want you to know that the favor that God has put on your life, no enemy, no brethren, no sisterin, nobody can take it off of you. That coat was just a symbol, but the favor of Almighty God is the mantle that is on your life. And when the enemy comes to spoil your reputation, to degrade your name, to take your stuff, to make it look like you lost everything in the bankruptcy, hallelujah, to make it look like you lost everything in the divorce, to make it look like you lost everything when you lost your job. But what he failed to realize is that in the spirit, you have the coat of many colors. You have the favor of God everywhere that you go. So whenever he tries to take something from you, you still wear it. Hallelujah. You have the mercies of Almighty God. You have the favor of God. Somebody needs to say, it's for my good. The brother stripped him of the coat, but it was for his good. The brothers put him in the pit, but it was for his good. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I hope you hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. It looks like it's going bad right now, doesn't it? This boy has been stripped of his most prized possession. And not only was he stripped of it, but he was stripped of it by his own brethren. Not only was he stripped of it by his brethren, but he was now put into a pit. Not only was he put into a pit, but he was now sold into slavery. Hallelujah. I don't know who I'm talking to today, but it looked like you done went down to the rock bottom. Well, I tell you tonight, you need to look at your brother Joseph. He had been sold to the bottom. Hallelujah. The boy had a dream that he was on top, but yet his reality was saying he's on bottom. That's why I'm telling you tonight that it's for your good. Then look at what happened. The Bible says him of it, and then they put him in the pit. The Bible says in Genesis 31, hallelujah, and Joseph was brought down to Egypt. So they sold him off into slavery, and then he went on to Egypt. Mind you, he no longer has the coat of many colors. Again, it's for my good. It's for my good. And Potiphar, an official of Pharaoh, captain of the guard on an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord, I want you to hear this, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible says in verse 2, and the Lord was with Joseph. Hey, you need to understand that even though the enemy has taken from you, the enemy thought he took something from you, but he can't take nothing that the Lord did not allow. The Bible told me in the book of Job, when the enemy came to take Job, hallelujah, the Bible says the Lord told him, you can take everything, but you can't take his soul. He can only go this far. And the Lord allowed the coat to be taken. Why? Because it was happening for his good. It was happening for Joseph's good. And you're going to see something amazing at the end of this. It was happening for his good. Now look at what happened. The Bible says, but the Lord, hallelujah, the Lord was with Joseph. The Lord went with Joseph in the pit. The Lord went with Joseph down to Egypt. And then the Bible says, the Lord was with him And the Lord made all that she did to prosper in his hand. And can you imagine that? Even when it looked like, come on, somebody got to have a knowledge of this, that when it looked like you done lost everything, but yet and still you're still prospering. Favor is still happening. Yeah, it looked like you lost it all. You lost the job. You lost the account. You lost. But for some reason, every time you step out a little bit more on faith, things begin to happen for you because you're not losing. It's a pruning. God is preparing you for the next season of your life. There are certain things that got to drop off for you to go higher. And the Bible says he caused everything that Joseph put his hands to prosper. And Joseph found grace in his sight. Hallelujah. And he served him and he made him overseer over his whole house and all that he had put into his hand. And it came to pass from that time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had that the Lord blessed. The Lord blessed the Egyptian's house because of Joseph. Hallelujah. Don't you know you're an asset? Don't you know that the coat of favor that is on your life, that no matter where you decide to connect, favor comes with you, favor territory, and everybody that desires and tends to honor you, they are blessed with the favor of the Lord simply because they extended a prophet's reward to you, because they extended a hand to you? Do you know what you carry? Do you know what you have on? It's all good. It's happening for your good everywhere that you go. And the Bible says that all this favor came. And you know the story. After that happened, that boy was prospering in every way in slavery. Come on now. And after he was enslaved, then the woman had the nerve, Potiphar's wife, to want him to sin. And I want you to hear what Joseph, he said he could not sin against God. Hallelujah. That's the stance you have to make, that I don't care what you can offer me. I don't care what you can do for me, but I know what my God is already doing and what he will do and what he has done, and there's nothing you can offer me that's going to make me sin against God. He didn't say I can't sin against Potiphar. He said I cannot sin against God. Hallelujah. And he made a decision and a declaration, and even on that stand, that woman was so mad that she had him arrested. But I want you to know, as you continue to read on in Genesis, the Bible says, but the Lord was with Joseph. And the Lord went with Joseph to the prison cell, that he was even now made headmaster over, even in the prison. That's called favor, you guys. It's happening for his good. Everything, even going from Potiphar's house, it was happening for his good. Now he was in the pit, in the prison again. He's down in the prison. He's in the innermost part of the prison. Somebody say it's happening for my good. If somebody went to jail today, you're not going to be thinking it's happening for my good. But some of us are in jail in our mind. Some of us are in jail in our homes. Some of us have been, God has pulled you away and locked you away. And he's taken everybody else out of your life for a season and for a reason, because there's a pruning. There's something that is taking place that he got to get you by yourself. He got to get you mind right. He got to get you focused that you can hear from him, so that you'll be ready when the call comes to go up a little bit higher. And what happened? The Bible says that after this happened, he was in there and an opportunity arose. Hallelujah. And they came to him with dreams. And when he talked to the baker and he talked to them and he told them what their dreams meant, and they forgot about him for a season. How many of you feel forgotten about? Hallelujah. But how many of you know that God's timing is the perfect timing? We serve Jehovah on time. But when the right time came, hallelujah, Pharaoh got wind of Joseph, but Joseph had been prepared to wait, hallelujah, because he had to wait when he was in the pit. He had to wait in slavery and Potiphar's without, and now he was waiting all this time in jail, but when it was time for him to come to the palace, he was prepared because he had been pruned. His pride had been broken. He was no longer prideful. He was no longer full. He knew that it was all God. He told Pharaoh that it's not me that's going going to give you a word that you want to hear, but it's Almighty God. Hallelujah. He went from being a boy that they're all bowing down to me. He was pruned, hallelujah, in the process. That's what God is doing. It's for your good. Everything is for your good. And let me tell you something. What happens after the pruning comes the harvest, hallelujah. When you get rid of all the bad parts, then the good parts can grow in, hallelujah. If you don't get rid of the bad parts, then the good parts will begin to grow, but the bad parts will begin to choke them out. That's why you got to go through the process. That's why you got to go through the pruning. If I were you, I would say it's for my good, hallelujah. Then what happened? The Bible says that he went to the palace, and as he demonstrated the power of God being used as an oracle of Almighty God, the king, the Pharaoh, he made a decision in that moment. He said, you know what? No other will be over you. You are the ruler of all of Egypt. Now, let me show you something about God's mercy and about it happening for his good. It didn't just happen for Joseph's good. It happened for his family. Hallelujah. God will bless you to be a blessing. Do you see that when Joseph, oh my God, when Joseph was obedient, when Joseph submitted, when Joseph allowed the pride to be broken off of his life, when Joseph did not buck against the process, he caused him to be the ruler of all of Egypt. And right around this time, hallelujah, there was a drought in the land. And Joseph, hallelujah, hallelujah, stood at the top of a people that he was foreign to and was able to now, because of who he was, bring restoration to his entire family. I want you to know, hallelujah, that when God brings you out, it's not so that you can turn back and say, look at me now, hallelujah. But when God brings you out, you're going to be so full of grace, glory, and blessing that you'll be able to extend an arm back and show how mighty your God is, hallelujah, to your family, to make a for generations to come. To this day, we're still speaking about Joseph. I know you might not feel it right now to know what you're going through is for your good. It's not just for your good, but it's for your family's good. It's for your children's good. It's for your children's children's good. It's for the generations to come. Hallelujah. You're the seed that's being planted so that the harvest can come forward. Hallelujah. You need to know that Jesus Christ was the seed that was planted for you and I, that we may be able to come boldly to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. That's why he had to be buried. Hallelujah. So that we could rise up in him. Hallelujah. That's why he had to be resurrected. He was the firstborn. Hallelujah. He had to go through so that we could come through. And that is our responsibility. It's happening for your good. It's happening for your parents' good. It's happening for your children's good. It's happening for your generation. God has something great on the inside of you. You're not losing. You're going through a pruning. And if you can just embrace it, then God will show you great and mighty things which you have not seen. And I'm going to close with this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to close with this. The Bible tells us in James 1, 2 through 4, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, when things come to destroy you. If you want, look, you could easily say, I give up and I give out. Look at Joseph. He could have said, you know what, this temptation is too much. Potiphar's wife is too fine. My brothers did me bad. I'm about to cut them out. He could have done all of that, but he didn't. And the Bible says, knowing this, why do I count it all joy? Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience, come on now, but let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. In the New Living Translation, it says, dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind, I want you to hear that, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy, not just joy, great joy, for you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, So when your endurance is fully developed, somebody say, Lord, you're fully developing me. You're fully developing me. When your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. Hallelujah. I hope you were inspired today to embrace the challenges of life. Hallelujah. Having done all to stand. Stand therefore, hallelujah, with the whole armor of Almighty God, knowing, hallelujah, that you are victorious. You are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. You need to know and embrace it, that all things are working together for the good of those that love the Lord and are called according to his purposes. Are you in purpose today? If you're in purpose, then it's all good. Hallelujah. If you're in purpose, then it's all good. It's all working together for your good. Like my sister said, great things are happening in my life. Not what I feel like, not what it looks like. Hallelujah. But what I know, the Bible says, the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And you better know. You have to know the word. You have to know God. And when you know, you can move like Joseph moved. When you know, it doesn't matter what situation you find yourself, you're prospering in it. Hallelujah. And we give God the glory. We give him the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Sister?
Ooh. Praise God. I couldn't get my fingers to work fast enough. Praise God, praise God, praise God. What a word, what a word, what a word. I'm over here sweating. My God, sisters, you did, God, oh my goodness. Okay, I don't know if anybody else is excited, but at this time I will recognize you if you want to take away or add to. Okay, the lights are already lighting up. Just press 1 and I'll recognize you. My God, 0279, your line is open.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Ooh. Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Mm. I say yes to the Lord. Yes. Yes to the Lord. Yes to the Lord. Everything she just prophesied and said was not a lie. Everything she said was the truth. Everything. And to make it so much better, I realized something that just jumped out. Through your persecution, is not God blessing you? Think about it. Think about it. Through your pruning in the pruning stage or stages, God is continually blessing you. You can't do anything to mess it up because you have found favor in his sight. Because he loves you. He loves you. He loves you all day long, no matter what you do. And I found that I'd rather be miserable serving God than happy serving the devil, if you want to say it like that. Because in God, there is no misery. Your faith will get you through, and you know it's a brighter day. But that enemy ain't got nothing for you but lies. Hallelujah. And lies are defeat and failure. But in the Lord, there's nothing but peace and joy and love. And God's love and his favor and his faith, your faith in him will get you through it. Oh, I thank you for being in the company of such believers. And you can just feel your soul rising and freedom coming up. Oh, my God. God put you in a special place to receive his blessings. And I thank you. And I want to just testify that God has been so good to me. I cannot tell you one by one, name by name, but just everything. And there's more to come in Jesus' name. And I thank you. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you all.
Thank amen. You. Praise God. 5659, your line is open. Oh, sorry. Hold on. I'm sorry. Five,
It is just a wonderful, awesome day. This is a spectacular day. God is moving in such a spectacular, wonderful way. He is still in the miracle working business. He is awesome. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. He is healing. He is healing. He is healing to see it happen, to see it with your naked eye and feel it with your spirit and you see it happen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I just give God the praise, honor, and glory. That's why I'm here. I'm here to give him all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory that I can muster up in me. Hallelujah. I thank him for all times. Yes, for all times. I thank you for your blog being on the network. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where we all can assemble and hear the word of God and express the love of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Continue to magnify the Lord wherever you go, wherever you do. I got a new word for everyone. Be a farmer for the Lord. Be a farmer for the Lord. Everywhere you go, plant his seed. Hallelujah. Everywhere you go, everything you do, you plant God's seed in the name of Jesus. Plant his seed. Hallelujah. And watch it. Watch it come up in your life. Watch it come up in your children. Watch it come up in your family members. Just watch his word just prevail over your life. He'll take away that tired feeling, that rundown feeling. He'll take away all the malaise. He'll take it all away. He'll take away all the hindering factors. He'll just take it all away. The Lord, in the name of Jesus, to annihilate anything that is not like him in my life and the life of all those around me. In Jesus' name. God bless you all. I love you.
I bless you. Love you too, Mama. Amen.
Uh, 1436,
your line is open.
Good afternoon, everybody. I thank God for being on the line tonight because I know there's a lot of times that we think that we can change ourselves. But listen to the message tonight, I realize we can't change ourselves. We can't change nobody either because God is the only one who can make the change. And even with your family members, ain't nobody got no perfect family, but we still got to pray for each other, one another. We let God work it out. We don't have the right to judge. Just like Joseph's brothers did him, they judged him because of his father. And they couldn't stand to think that they're going to be bowing down to him. But God got a way that when you keep your mind on him, he got a way of working it out for you. Just the thing, anything that's trying to happen to you, God is right there to stop it. Especially if you know you're in a binding in him. And I was just listening and filling up on everything. And when it comes to our children, if we keep praying for them and have it in our heart that they are going to do better, they are going to change, they are going to come back to God, we got to hold that. Because when God said make it plain, and if we ask him for something, we got to believe in what we ask of him. So if I said, Lord, my children are going to change, my grandchildren are going to change, I know you're going to work it out. I don't care if I'm 80 years old before he work it out. He will work it out. So I just thank you for being on the line tonight, and I just give God his praise in Jesus' name and just say, everybody just keep praying for one another as God wants us to and love each other in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen, amen. If anyone else, press 1. I'll recognize you, and I'll mute your mic. Well, I know I truly enjoyed my sister tonight, and you all know I'm going to have her back. I think we need to hear her at least once a month. So powerful, so powerful. 3808, your line is open.
Good evening, everyone. I just want to let you know I am Bobby Shelton, Pastor Ty's mother. And I was invited on this line tonight, and I was so elated to be on this line because every time I hear the word, I come looking to receive what the Lord has for me. And every time I hear the word, I don't leave like I came. I leave full. I leave full and energetic and filled with the word of God. And tonight she really, really blessed my soul because I know we all have come short of the glory of God. And but you know what? We quickly to repent. And like she said, a lot of people, oh, I'm not going to make it. Oh, I thought I was going to do this. But no, God take us to bring us through. So, you know, he be pruning us, like she said. Be pruning us for the better that he has for us. And I just want to thank God for it because the word is so rich. And she really fed my inner man. And to listen to the other sisters on the line, I love it. Y'all brought great joy to my heart, just knowing that you serve and lean and depend on the Lord. And I just want to say I thank you for inviting me.
Hey, man. Hey, Mama Bobby. Hi. Praise God. Praise God. When we get off the line, I'm going to text you in the chat to let you know who this is. Hallelujah. We thank God, and I hope and pray that you come and join us again. This occurs every Thursday night at 8 o'clock. But we just thank God. So if you all were blessed by that word on tonight, well, you just heard Mama right there. She's here because of this awesome lady, Miss Bobby. So we just thank God for her being on with us tonight. If anyone else would like to add to, take away from, press one, and I'll recognize you before we close out. TJ, I must say to you, you really blessed my soul on tonight. I was having one of those days, but God knew exactly what he was doing when he had me to call, and I called her at the very last hour. When my husband, as you all know, he's in Africa, and he texted me and said they're having a very bad storm over there, so the network is not doing well. And I had a tingle in my throat, not a sore throat, but just a tingle. But I'm telling you now, that tingle is gone. And I called her at the last hour and asked her if she would speak on tonight because I knew what I was doing when I did it. I knew I didn't have to call. I could have called her 5 minutes beforehand, and you would have gotten what you got. So I just thank God, and I thank you, TJ, for just blessing us with that awesome word. You will definitely be back on here. So just get ready for the this platform is now open and ready for you. I'm going to ask TJ if she would close us out. If no one else has anything to say, I'm going to ask TJ to close us out with the final words. We love you all. We praise God for you all being on here tonight. You know we love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. We're here on next Thursday, same time, 8 p.m., asking you to bring somebody. You know, this is a Holy Ghost party, and we want to jam for Jesus. So if you would bring somebody on the line, invite somebody so we can share and we can worship together. This is not a me thing. This is a us thing. And God is blessing us in a mighty way. And I don't know about you, but I've always said I want to be a blessing to bless others. And just by sharing his word, you don't know, you might be the only Jesus someone gets to know about. So introduce God, introduce Jesus to someone else. Invite them on the line and tell them, hey, if you want to have a good time, join me on tonight. So every Thursday at 8 o'clock, we just love hearing new voices. Mama Bobby, you blessed me tonight by being on here tonight. So just, you know, you're welcome. You are now a part of the Blog Talk family. So please join us on Thursday nights. TJ, if you would, please close us out. Your line is open.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Well, thank you so much, Pastor Maria. I love you, you know, immensely. My sister for well over 20 years now. I met you guys with the fire won't go out, and I tell you, the fire still hasn't gone out. And we just thank God for the sacrifice and for the ministry that you and your husband labor so diligently for. And I thank God for this opportunity, women of God, and men, if you're present, I thank God for your life, for the women that spoke tonight. I thank God for in using you to encourage us this evening. Thanking God for your lives and for all that he's doing. It is all for your good. I hope you take that word with you today, that it is all for your good. Great things are happening for you. Amen. Pronounce that. Great things are happening in your life and through your life. Hallelujah. God has blessed you to be a blessing. And we just give God the glory. Father, I thank you for your children on tonight, Lord, that you're moving mightily in their lives. Father, I thank you that all things concerning them are coming to fruition. Everything that you've predestined, you know the purposes and the plans that you have for their life, Lord God, to give them a hope and a future, to give them an expected end, not what they're expecting, but your expectation, which is higher. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, that you begin to show them in the night season, Lord God, the great and mighty things that you plan for them, Lord God. Give them a hope, Lord. Give them insight. Give them wisdom, Lord God. Give them revelation knowledge that they may be able to walk boldly towards destiny, boldly towards the place that you predestined for them to reign in, Lord God. Let them see that you called them to be above only and not beneath. And we give you glory for that, Father. Thank you for keeping our brother, Lord God, all the way in Africa, Lord, that you're keeping and protecting him, and you'll bring him home safely to his beautiful wife, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, that all things that Maria is needing, even in his absence, is being met in the name of Jesus. There's nothing missing, nothing broken, Lord God, and we give you the glory for that. We give you the honor, Lord, and thank you again for this Blog Talk radio show, and that your name is being magnified and glorified from glory to glory every week. And we give you all the honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Until next Thursday, be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. And this week I challenge you to just put a praise on it. Hallelujah. Just put a praise on it. Have a great night and an awesome week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.